Greetings, this is James Gillen with Edge Witch Talk Radio and the SETI Stargate. You know, we're on Rumble, X, VMO, all of it. So we're all over the place. So just type in SETI Stargate or James Gillen, it'll pop up if you want to see the show. And, you know, I don't even know where to start. And so I might as well get the news out of the way. The president's State of the Union address was brilliant. I mean, talk about bait. But the Democrats' reaction was childish, emotional outbursts, holding signs, blaming Trump for everything they themselves are doing. I mean, one woman was holding up a sign saying, theft, you know, stole our money, you know, and she got billions out of that USAID. And so it's just such a paradox. It's such an oxymoron going on there. It's just, you can't make this stuff up. But anyway, the billions of dollars cut by Doge putting into the graft and the gravy train for these people. So their rants and tantrums were like taking toys away from children. You know, you could cut the narcissism and sense of entitlement with a knife, which is exactly what Doge is doing. You know, so even the lamestream media polls are showing Trump with mid 70% approval rating, you know, shows that people are behind him. You know, people go, he's killing democracy. No, he's actually acting democracy out, you know, the will of the people. So, and actually we're a republic anyway. So whenever they say democracy, it means that they're trying to usurp the republic. So even the lamestream media polls are showing Trump again with a mid 70%+ approval rating. And you know, the Dems had the same talking points, accusing the Trump administration of everything they themselves did or are doing and blaming Trump for the mess they created. Their behavior ranged from disgusting to psychotic. You know, Elon Musk at 1776 is doing a great job, read between the lines. So anyway, Americans are done with the graft, the theft, the funding of everything from border invasion, gender transitions to terrorists. And something the Democrats and some rhinos have no problem with because most of them have their hands in the cookie jar. So most are funded by the globalists with the Take Down America agenda so they can establish their you will own nothing and be happy New World Order agenda. I mean, we've talked about this over and over again, but now it's blatantly obvious. You can't miss it. Anyway, so billions of taxpayers' dollars, you know, went to taking down Trump agendas, including Hurricane Crossfire, other lawfare, all being reversed in the higher courts. And also, too, the lamestream media, which has just been lying over and over, have all been sponsored by, you know, these USAID, you know, in you know, just all set up to try to take down Trump, basically. So anyway, rumor has it recently the Republic has been restored. JSARA has been signed. The QFS is in place, mirroring and replacing the old banking system. And we're going back on the gold reserve. The Treasury notes are replacing the Federal Reserve notes as we speak. They're on the boards, you know. So anyway, they're on the stock exchange. Check it out. You know, so what does that mean? That means, you know, we're ending the long reign of tyranny by the Federal Reserve and the IRS, the international banksters and their brute squad, having no legal affiliation with the Republic. So if he's taken down USA Inc. and reestablishing, you know, the real USA and the Republic, it's game over. Basically, they're done. They're severed. You know, so, you know, all the evidence is aiming in that direction. So anyway, this was JFK's dream come true. So one would think the Democrats would be on board, yet they bear no resemblance to the party during the JFK as consistently demonstrated by their morally and integrity challenged behavior. You know, I'm seeing this happening. Hang on a second. Oops, wrong one. Don't want to drink this morning's coffee. All right. So anyway, you know, Dems would not stand and support a child with cancer having his dream come true, measures to stop young women from being killed by illegal immigrants, putting an end to the graft and the theft of taxpayers' dollars. And we have to ask ourselves this question: why would you support the open borders, child sex, and drug trafficking? There's only two reasons why you wouldn't put an end to it. You're participating in it in one way or the other. You're involved in it. You're capitalized on it. There's no other morally substantiated reason for not putting an end to that. So, I mean, that should tell you everything. That's all you need to know. RFK has his sights on the big pharma corruption, chemtrails, and toxins in processed food. Food should be your medicine. It's a first-line defense against disease. There are safe and natural formulas, herbal remedies that can cure almost any disease, along with the healing technologies now being released. And I want to caution people about med beds. Do your research before investing or prepaying. Make sure the device exists and there are firsthand witnesses that have been healed by the devices. There are a lot of claims being made with no foundation. So also the CDC, the WHO, the FDA are all being revoked or taken over by the White Hats. The funding for gain of function research, which created the plagues, and the funding for the new vaccine or experimental injection as well, all the other nonsense they're doing over there has been stopped. So the new vaccine is shut down basically as far as funding. So, now they're gonna have to sell it to the and mentally challenged, because anyway, I'll go more into that here. But both the president and RFK are addressing the chemtrails too. The slow kill population reduction programs are on the table, and they're soon coming to an end. The heavy metals, graphene, biologicals, and nanotech in these chemtrails have no business being sprayed on humanity and nature. Glyphosate, Roundup included. So they're bragging about putting the vaccines are the experimental injections, which are turned into aerosols and glyphosate in the chemtrails. So how's that work out? Where do you go to get organic food anymore? And your meat is being tainted too. They're vaccinating the cows and even the deer are being vaccinated. So I can go more about that, but let's just move on. So it looks like the Epstein files are finally being released. The New York Southern District or the FBI sent the first batch of files in a binder, most of which was blacked out. Pam Bondi was furious and demanded the resignation of the head of the New York FBI, where truckloads of incriminating files were stored. It's not just the Epstein files, it's the Crossfire Hurricane. All these files are stored there. Anyway, so it seems the majority of the corruption and evidence was stored. All stored there, according to the whistleblowers, some of which was being destroyed. So they got to get after this. Anyway, a whole truckload of evidence showed up soon after Pam's demand, and Diddy is soon to follow. Movie and music icons, politicians, billionaires are all implicated in these two cases. There's more cases as well. So the ones screaming the loudest, the most anti-Trump TDSers threatening to leave the country, are the ones most guilty. There's a massive cyber war going on to expose all of this. CNN, MSNBC, the lamestream media are all going down in flames. And truth doesn't need defending. It stands on its own merit. Suppressing the truth is like a pressure cooker on high. It will explode eventually, directly proportionate to the amount of suppression. It's just how it works. Anyway, as far as the galactic federations and councils, the Earth is entirely surrounded in the cleanup of seen and unseen negative influences. The Orion Alliance, a consortium of native greys and reptilians, is well underway, along with the physical counterparts, unholy alliances by people in high positions of leadership. So that's all being taken out. The Orion Alliance is not to be confused with the Orion Council of Light mentioned in the Keys of Enoch. The Orion Council of Light are six-dimensional beings involved in the planetary liberation. They're victorious in removing the negative predatory ETs in their system. So I'd read J.J. Hertak's Keys of Enoch or go to his and Desiree's website for more information if you want more about that. But there's a lot of misinformation about everything from Orion is bad, and the Pleiadians are bad. There's evil Pleiadians, there's this, that. And people just want to be, last card on top. They want to be relevant and be get everybody's attention so they'll come to their website and whatever and gain acceptance and approval and whatever. So there's a lot of misinformation out there concerning this. So Keys of Enoch covers all this, so you can check it out yourself. Anyway, there is a higher consciousness and energy present in on Earth, consisting of the beautiful many ascended masters, saints, and sages, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders stemming from the very source itself. Call it God, Creator, Great Spirit. In truth, it is nameless, neither male or female, but consists of all names and all images. It's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. An image that brings unity, not separation. And I wanted to cover this a little bit because, if you, what was there Buddhism, before Buddha? Was Buddha a Buddhist? No, he wasn't. Buddha was Buddha. The religion came after it. Was Jesus a Christian? It's not even his real name. His real name is Yeshua ben Joseph. Yeshua, born of Joseph. No, he wasn't a Christian. That came later. He wasn't a sin, and he worked with a lot of different groups, but anyway. So we have to realize that all of the masters in agreement, they're arm in arm in the heavens, and they all operate under universal law. And they're all bringing with them universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. This is the way all advanced cultures live. And so basically, there's no such thing as a religious war. There's only a war where one king or leader wants what another king or leader has, and they demonize the others to get what they want. Basically, that's been going on throughout history. Because God doesn't war on itself. God's children, God doesn't want any of his children to die in its name. Period. And so all these other programs and power struggles and everything else are from men, the teachings of men. And all your sacred books had to come through men. They had to come through people and be written down. So none of them are infallible. I hate to say this, even the Bible, there's five or six translations of the Bible. And go back to the Aramaic one if you want to know what's really happening. So get a Bible with the Apocrypha that has the teachings of the women and Archangel Michael that talks about reincarnation and everything else. You really want to go that direction if you really want to know what's happening. But anyway, the thing about what's happening now, it's going through a total dismantling of all structures and beliefs that do not adhere to universal law. So the chaos you're seeing is the great reveal, the great awakening, souls being activated, advanced souls incarnating from advanced civilizations, remembering. Some call it ascension, the great awakening, out with the old, in with the new. With this influx of higher consciousness and energy, there are challenges. Our mental, emotional, and physical body have to adapt and release the past. In many cases, the pain and suffering matches the resistance to the awakening and healing. There's a saying, when the pain and suffering outweigh the resistance, the healing will come. So it's really time to go within, surrender to the God, Creator, Great Spirit within, release the past. And there's many process-oriented counseling techniques and spiritual practices, alternative healthcare modalities to assist with this. That's what he said he's all about. That's our main goal. So we need to observe everything with a Christ or Buddha fresh mind to break the spell of social engineering. Nothing is as it seems, and we have to see beyond the social engineering, transcend all religious and culture divisions to really know the truth. God will not punish you for seeking the truth, only lesser gods. So always remember, this too shall pass and you are eternal. In our ancient history, we had a lot of little g gods running around. Some were benevolent, some were one with the one god, some were very technologically and maybe mentally advanced, but spiritually backwards. And they all behave differently according to their nature. So that's why there's so much total contradictions in a lot of the teachings. They don't make sense unless you understand this. So you're much more than this meat suit and personality confined to 3D reality. You're a multidimensional being existing on a vibrational continuum in more expanded states of awareness, all the way back to source. Time to break the chains of ignorance. These times have been prophesied in every religion and culture. It's the golden age, Age of Aquarius, the end of evil, followed by 1,000 years of peace. The Hopi and Lakota prophecies talk about a beast. It's 2,000 miles wide, which represents its reign of tyranny. Just when you think there's no hope, the beast consumes itself, and we enter 1,000 years of peace, a reunification with the star nations. And there are two paths. One path is a path of misusing technology, control, domination, and acting outside of universal law, becoming self-serving, as in the days of Atlantis and Lemuria. The other path is to live a spiritual life in harmony with humanity and nature in service to the omnipresent God, the creator within all creation. The path of self-service and oppression takes a downward spiral, ending in social, economic, and environmental collapse. The path of service to others in harmony with nature takes an ascending spiral, continuing on into the golden age, Age of Aquarius, whatever name you want to give it. So we're now in the stage of choosing which path we take. So choose wisely, it determines your tomorrow. And something we need to remember too, and this is being played out right now in a very big way, all ill-gotten gain will return to those it was taken from. And that's the way of the multiverse. That's universal law. You can't get away from that. And the time between action, reaction, or karma is being accelerated, along with the great reveal. Everything is being revealed. So this was spoken in many sacred books. All the iniquities will be shattered from the rooftops, and no rock should be left unturned. There's so many different ways of expressing this, but in truth, that's what's unfolding right now. So what is manifesting with Trump's dream team matches that description. That is exactly what's going on. It's those millions and billions of dollars that went into some psychopath's pocket. That's the only thing I can refer to them, because their narcissism and sense of entitlement is off. It's gone into narcissism. It's off the scale. I have to say it's pretty ungodly. But despite their feeble attempts by the opposition, which is only continually establishes their ignorance of universal law and their character, it's all coming back. So in a really down to earth way of explaining this is, there was so much gold and money taken from the American people, even the Federal Reserve, everything. You'll find out more about this later. And a lot of that gold has been repatriated, and it's in the treasury. I'm not even going to say where it is, but it's not with the Federal Reserve. It's not in Fort Knox. And so a lot of these people that, somehow got a hold of all of this gold and the riches and everything else, are losing everything. A lot of them are just losing their lives. They're not frequency specific to what's happening. And a lot of it's being, Trump passed the law saying if you're involved in any kind of sex trafficking or child trafficking or any of these other ritualistic events, that everything will be confiscated and it will go back into the treasury, back to the people. And that's exactly what's happening right now. So that's kind of the big picture. I'm simplifying it. It's a lot more complicated than that. But the Earth is moving into a bifurcation of worlds. Some call it negative or positive timelines. A split is occurring, as prophesied by almost all cultures and religions. The galactic sun, linked to all the other suns, is part of this process. The suns are just a manifestation of God, Creator, Great Spirit. They are multidimensional portals. There are beings living on these suns. They're not physical. I can hear people now. You said people are actually living on the sun. No, they're I don't know, they're not, they're light beings. The heat doesn't affect them. And actually it's extremely cold inside the sun. So that's why you have a black hole. Because the event horizon is the hot part of the sun, and then if you go into it, it's actually a dimensional doorway, and it's extremely cold, matching the extreme hot. So a little more on that later. But anyway, we are being bombarded by higher consciousness and energy through the suns in the form of coronal holes, solar flares, and CMEs, coronal mass ejections. The Schumann resonance is off the scale, and Earth now has two massive energy fields becoming binary. The beautiful many masters, saints, and sages, and benevolent off-worlders, some of our ancient ancestors, are assisting us through this birthing process. So your enlightened scientists and physicists are aware of this process, although some do not understand the spiritual dynamics. Most of them do know something is afoot, something big is getting ready to happen. So I would suggest sharing this with as many friends as possible and listening to it again. So there, it might be a little too much information to digest in one sitting, but nonetheless, we cannot deny the changes unfolding around us. The chaos as one world ends and the other emerges to take its place. We're going through a quantum leap in evolution. Most cannot comprehend the future due to not having any reference points. So I will tell you this, we are going to join the rest of the multiverse in peace. And with that comes advancements in every field, including the eventual end of war, disease, poverty, and the restoration of the environment. We all have to do our part. We all have our own unique soul purpose for incarnating, and that is being activated, as well as a greater awareness of our multidimensional selves. Those who are working against universal law will remove themselves by their own hand, their own choices and deeds in the acceleration and amplification of karma. The boomerang effect, everybody has different names for it. The boomerang effect, as you sow, so shall you reap. I mean, there's Buddha had a long, he said, karma's like fresh milk, as sure as the cart follows the horse that pulls it, it will sour, so. They have different sayings about this, but all of them talk about it. Anyway, the dark arts have already lost. They're just walking through the dregs of time. So be a blessing to life, live according to universal law, and be of service to humanity and the earth, the creator within all creation. This will see you through the here and the hereafter. So the earth is ascending beyond the ability of the dark arts to return. It's on the ascending spiral. And we have to become frequency specific, flow with the ascension process to remain. And no one can stop what is coming. So anyway, that'll give you a heads up as to what's unfolding. You can fill in the details. I'm giving you the big picture and kind of the outline of what's happening. But you can see, just look around you, and you can see people really having to deal with their shadow sides. You can't hide that anymore. Everybody's wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions are coming up. Those who have made allegiances and alliances with the dark side, are all being shown for who they are. And, their narcissism and their greed and all of that is just coming right to the surface for everybody to see. And you're seeing now just this total bifurcation of worlds. You can call it time, a separation of timelines. Everybody has a different name for it. But anyway, one world is on a descending spiral. The other one is on an ascending spiral. And those who align with universal law are on the ascending spiral. And the good news is, they say, you're promised everlasting life. That's a given because your souls are eternal. But the thing is, you will be able to reincarnate on Earth because you've matched the frequencies in your own ascension process. And but the other ones, the dark arts, are not going to be able to reincarnate. So they'll play their game out, whatever plane or dimension they need to be on. Maybe on the descending Earth, the collapsing timeline is where they're going to go. But anyway, one way or the other, this we've all known this was coming. It's in all the prophecies, it's in all the sacred books, and we're right on the edge of this all unfolding very quickly. So when people start giving you prophecies of 2050 and things like that, I don't think there's anybody that even has the reference points to know what 2050 is going to look like. Most people, most of your average people can't imagine a car not running on fuel, or not needing a battery, or not needing tires, or being able to just bilocate wherever you want, pop up and accelerate to several thousand miles an hour instantaneously with no G-force. We can't, a lot of us can't imagine that, but we already have that technology. So, but that's going to be come out to the masses. And that's dinosaur technology. Replicators, all these things are to the advanced civilizations. That's all dinosaur technology, and so anyway, with this grand reunion, the healing technologies, the even the healing through directed energy, spiritual energy, and the healing through other energy devices, some, whatever you call them, med beds, there's special tables, there's things I can't even talk about that I know are already here that will be coming out. But there's and just living, get your feet on the ground, get grounded and live close to nature, and get away from all the processed food and everything else, and find a place where you've got fresh air. A yogi once said, they asked him, what is the cure to cancer? And basically he said, fresh air, sunshine, right eating and right thinking. And you can find out almost in every case we've screwed up somewhere along there. Our water we're drinking is bad. The air is polluted. We're not thinking properly. We're not eating close to the earth and eating organically and a good, wholesome, balanced diet. I mean, you can almost attribute most of our ills to that, even a lot of mental problems and things like that, because of all the processed foods and sugars and crap in our food. So anyway, when you look at that, as I said before, I know biophysicists, and they all say the same thing. Food should be your medicine, and get fresh water. There's different kinds of water. You can actually treat water to become healing water. Check out Langenberg Research, oxygenated water. That's a mind blower. It has crystallized oxygen in the water. It's like drinking prana in a bottle. But anyway, there's a lot of technologies out there coming in. There's a lot of information coming in. Everything is being exposed, and we're going through the chaos of the great reveal and the end of the old ways, the old world. And everything that doesn't align with the universal law is crashing, and it's crashing hard. So when you see all these people just totally exposed for what they've done, I tell you what is almost beyond my understanding is these people are blatantly busted. All the evidence is out there. It's made the news and everything of who they are and what they've done. And they still have the audacity and the narcissism to blame others, to blame the current administration, to and taking no personal responsibility whatsoever. And they will never ever look at what they've done and their dark side. It's all a projection, and it's all trying to confuse the issue and keep people confused by projecting it out on others. But I think these people have gone to the point of no return, some of them, and they're not redeemable. And somehow, whatever, somehow I think they're just going to separate themselves from the rest of humanity one way or the other, because they can't continue on the path they're on, and that world is crumbling. And so they're going to have a come to Jesus or come to Buddha moment, or and realize what they've done and make amends and get on the light side, or they're out of here. Basically, that's what's happening. So anyway, on that note, I think I'm going to sign off. I don't have anything else for you. We've got a bunch of videos coming up. Pay attention. There's a lot going on, and be careful with this new disclosure thing too, because the real disclosure is coming from the skies and it's coming from the ETs themselves. And there are a very small group of people that are authentic, that are really behind getting the truth out. The rest is a controlled narrative full of planned opposition and shills. It's a mess, and that's all imploding on itself as well. So realize, there's always a light side and a dark side. Enlightenment means it being in knowledge of both sides of the process and not living in denial. Denial is not a form of enlightenment. Although a lot of people would say love and light and joy, and that's great. I'm glad they're doing that, but there's another side. And sometimes, like an ostrich, when you stick your head in the ground, your butt might get run over by a lawnmower, so, or a lion or something else. So anyway, again, on that note, I'm going to be signing off. So have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and get busy with your own unique soul purpose. Get in touch with what that is and get on with it. So time's running out. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Just when you thought the Democrats couldn't look any worse, President Maduro from Venezuela, you know all the gang members that got sent up here and the prisons got emptied out? He says he has documents that prove Joe Biden asked Venezuela to empty out their prisons and send them to the U.S. And he is putting those documents on his plane and he is flying them directly up to President Trump. Yeah. So if you thought the laptop was bad and all that, it wasn't. It's not some accident that all these criminals were up here. The Democrats literally requested that these South American countries empty out their prisons and send them up here. That is how much they hate this country. Like, we all watched them sit there last night on their hands. They won't cheer for anything. They don't want America to be great. These people are sick, evil, corrupt pieces of shit. And like, now we're gonna even have more receipts. It's the only question, and it does. Everybody, I am as ready for the cuffs and the arrests and indictments as anybody else, but I do understand those things move slowly. It does take time. Shut up! It does take time to build a case, and we just need to be patient, because patience is a virtue and revenge is a dish best served cold. We will have justice. It will be coming. It just takes a little bit. We got the receipts. What a bunch of corrupt pieces of shit. Like, what's the purpose of that? How can you hate your own country that much that you want it infested with criminals? It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Fuck Joe Biden. Yeah, long live the Republic.
Here's a little news that needs to be filed underneath of Things You Didn't Know. The headquarters for the Department of Finance for the Government of Canada is located at 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. A friend of mine discovered this information when he was having some dealings with the CRA. The Canadian Revenue Agency accepts that address. They don't have a problem with it because they know that's where it is. Some other information that was uncovered in these discussions was that Canada is a territory of Washington, D.C.
What does Canada need to do?
Well, I just told you, last year alone, there was a 2,000% increase in illegal fentanyl.
But it's only
You're asking me for what the president's justification is for these tariffs. It's not up to you. You're not the president, Gabe. And frankly, I think it's a little bit disrespectful to the families in this country who have lost loved ones at the hands of this deadly poison. If you talk to them, and this president has, they are grateful that they finally have a president who is standing up to both Canada and Mexico, and most importantly, importantly, to China as well. The president added an additional 10% tariff on China because this deadly poison is being produced in that country.
More than 14 million children in 2022 did not receive a single dose of vaccine. Working together with partners like Gavi and UNICEF, we aim to halve that number by 2030. But you know the serious challenge that's posed by anti-vaxxers, and I think we need to strategize to really push back, because vaccines work, vaccines affect adults, and we have science, evidence on our side. I think it's time to be more aggressive in pushing back on anti-vaxxers. I think they use COVID as an opportunity, and you know all the havoc they're creating.
Thank you. Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your